Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community, in your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
Caught up in the world of sin, posting on the block just to make a knot, making money bad, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil play. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeat the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light is gonna be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your weight. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm gonna reach behind for a friend. And that's what you do when you been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone. So who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holy water, gone. Off that holy water, cleansed by the fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah.
Ain't no more playing around.
Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on
it. No more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, Son, God, Holy Spirit. And I tell you, Yahuwah, Yahshua, his Son and Holy Spirit. I tell you. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, whatever is going on, whatever the situation, no matter what it looks like. One thing that we got to honestly do, we got to always give Give him all the honor, glory, and praise. Yahuwah deserves it. He is the creator of all things. He's the reason why we're here. He's the reason why we breathe. So say hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What's going on with you, my brothers and sisters? Welcome to Breaking Chains Special Assignment Podcast. For this Monday, I am Pastor Rod. I want to hang out with you tonight. Tell your friends or tell a friend that we're on the air. Want to hear your voice tonight, 858-357-9137. And, you know, we just want to hang out and talk to you tonight. It's always about just opening up the platform and letting your voice be heard, your concerns, however you bring them to me, whether you're live, whether we're in the streets, whether we're whatever, you know. It's all about talking to you and finding out what's going on so we can make things better. And the question tonight is, do we want better? Breaking chains is all about breaking the chains away from the enemy, getting away from the dark side so we can bring the marvelous light of our Heavenly Father out of us so it can be shown, so we can be in his likeness after his own image. And that's what it's all about. We're not here to attack the church or people. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the dark side and you that person, you know, shoe fits, wear it. That's what it is. We've all been in that dark area of life. Some are still there in some aspects of life. So, you know, we have to come together in unity and love and put God first in all things. Yahuwah is very important. He is the creator. He says, seek him first, his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to us. You know, that's bottom line. So let's jump into it. Special assignment podcast for this Monday. Do we want better? Seriously, that's just a question. You know, and the past couple of weeks, you know, coming on and off the air, just talking about our identity and who we are and whose we are and what's going on in our lives, gaining understanding. You know what I'm saying? We get degrees, we get titles and positions, but do, you know, and that knowledge and wisdom of that position, that title, but do we gain understanding of who we really are and whose we are and our purpose in life? What is your assignment? And the thing is that why are you so stagnant where you are? Why don't you want better in life? Why don't you want to move forward? You understand? You know, it's just about checking you. You know, me checking me. And that's it. You know, we have to get to those, the truth of life, the truth aspects of things that go on in life, you know, and stop looking elsewhere. If you're going to look elsewhere, the only elsewhere to look, the only place to look is to the hills from which coming our help, because all our help comes from Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, period. And nothing else. And if we test the Spirit by the Spirit, which is his Holy Spirit, we'll know which direction to go. We got to stop leaning to our own understanding, because we don't want to trust in him with all our heart. We say it, but do we really do it? The thing is, do we want better? See, if we start with self, it carries on. You know, the birds of a feather, they do flock together. You know, if you are in that crew, that's what they do. That's what you're gonna start doing. So you have to make sure. See, listen. Yahuwah, you know what I'm saying? Our Heavenly Father, you know what I'm saying? And when he came in the flesh as his only begotten Son, you know. Yahshua, you understand, and that's his Hebrew name. He was a Hebrew, you know. I say that like that because listen, things have been changed so much. Hebrew, Greek, you know what I'm saying? This translation, that translation. So many. Don't you think it's time for you to know the truth? Go study to show thyself approved unto him. Unto Yahuwah, Yah. See, you have to be pleasing in his eyes. Because see, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because see, he told Joshua to let us know, have I not commanded you all to be strong and courageous? Don't be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For I am with you wherever you go. What makes it so hard for us to believe that? If we want better in life, we would believe that. Because we'll believe what he told Jeremiah to tell us in 29:11. Guess what? Tell him that I know the plans I have for you. Declares Yah, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you future and hope. What are we doing? Do we want better? See, we'll complain about it, but do we do anything about it? We do a lot of talking, but what are we doing? What are we doing? There are a lot of God-fearing people walking in the earth that has, you know what I'm saying, the spirit of Yah in this inside of them. You know, because we are the temple and we really believe that. And the thing about it is that, you know, they're hated, we're hated, you're hated, because it's the truth. You can deny the truth, but you can't deny the truth, because the truth is the truth. The truth is what makes you free. Because listen, because Yah lets us know that everything, there's a season for everything. He said for everything. There's a season and a time from every matter under heaven. Isn't that something? There's a time and a season for everything. And you think you just got it going on. Ain't no telling you nothing. Everything is going to stay the same because you say so. Your way. And there are those of us that are walking in the earth and knows what 2 Corinthians told us, that therefore if anyone is in Yah, he is a new creation. There's no way, listen, there's no way that I can serve two gods. I'm going to love one and hate the other. Which one do you love? Which one do you hate? And you're supposed to, and God told us that, you know what I'm saying, we're supposed to hate sin, but we're supposed to love the sinner. Did you hear what I just said? See, a lot of people, you try to dissect and dictate what somebody else is saying. You hate sin, but you love the sinner. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? But there are those out there that guess what? That love sin and hate the sinner. Because who their father is. The father of sin. The devil himself. Do we want better? Do we want better? What be the purpose of this podcast? What's the purpose of this podcast? What is he on air? Because see, there are conversations that go on every day all around us that a lot of people are afraid to bring to the forefront. And when you are part of these conversations and you hear, what do you do about it? Do you partake in it in a negative way, or do you bring your sword, the word of God, you know what I'm saying? The word of Yah, whoop, and just bring it on out. Because see, everywhere we go, we have to stay suited up in the full armor of Yahuwah. Why is he talking? Why is he talking like that? Who is Yahuwah? What is he talking? Because see, I'm striving every day and practicing in my vocabulary of since I know his real name, to call him by his name. See, that's just like yo, you met homeboy over there, and you know everybody call him, what up, Chuck? But he all of a sudden say, yo, that's not my name. I don't know why they call me Chuck. My name is Andrew. What? So guess what? He say his name ain't Chuck. His name is Andrew, but they've been calling him Chuck because he, I don't know why they say, hey man, whatever. So I'm going to call him by his name. What's up, Andrew? I look like a big dummy calling that dude Chuck, and he just told me that ain't his name. So here I am studying the word, and here is my creator saying to me, listen, my name ain't God. My name is not Yahweh. My name is not Lord. I told Moses, let him know that I am sent him. I am that I am. And remember, I sent my son through the Hebrew lineage. How? J wasn't even invented. So we know that his name didn't start with a J. He was Hebrew. So what are you talking about, man? Do we want better? Better is changing who we are. We are a new creation because we came into the knowing and the knowledge of who he is. To want better, you have to take the steps to make the change. And a lot of people are not going to accept you and your newness and your change. Because the old has passed away. Behold, the new you is here. You know? What is it that we're doing? We all fail. When the apostle told us in Philippians, Yah says, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, he said, let your request be made known to him. And the peace of Yahuwah, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in his son, Yahshua. Now, if we read that, we study that, and we adhere to that and practice that, wouldn't that cause change in your life? Would you not stop being anxious about everything? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and then your request be made known to Yah. We worry and stress about something. I said we, not you, us, all. We get into those over anxious situations, stressing and worrying. And the change is right there. All we got to do is put all of our trust in him and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, not some. You want to bring some things. We want to bring half of things, a third, a fourth. And he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me. And I will direct your path. You looking for him and her and them and they to direct you out of a situation. How in the hell are they going to get you out of a situation? It's like the blind leading the blind and they in the same situation. You just don't know it. That's hell leading hell to hell. Saw something brought something to my attention on yesterday, you know, in algebra and geometry and, you know, the negative and the positive and all these type of things, you know, a negative and a positive can equal a negative. You know, it's all about the power of that negative. And the and that equation, the way that it's lined up. I wasn't a math genius, but I know nothing from nothing equals nothing. I know that if you won't change, you got to get away from the negative in order to see the light of the positive righteousness of the kingdom. In order for the positive righteousness of you to be seen, you have to remove yourself away from things that are keeping you in that dark area. Do we want change? Do we want better? Are we willing to step out of that stagnant, mentality? You know, we have to understand, you know, 2 Corinthians. Listen, Apostle Paul say, you know, our Father wants us to know that we do not lose heart. You know, as long as our heart is in him, he says that though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. And in order for you to believe that, it's all about your mindset, the renewing of your mindset. You got to want better, and it's got to start in your mind. The renewing of your mind, because he lets us know, but for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. This is the word. It says, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. You see everything in front of you right now. You know, whether you, even if you have a physical affliction with your sight, you understand? You know, I've been around people that had afflictions inside. I have an affliction with my sight, you know, but by the grace of God and by his stripes, I'm healed. You understand what I'm saying? Been going on this long. I'm thankful. But what I'm saying is that, listen, people see your outer, but God sees your heart. God knows your heart. God knows everything about you. God knows every, let me tell you something. He knows every string of hair on your head, even those bald head people. He knows the follicles, every last one of them. He knows everything about us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. The thoughts, our thoughts before they even hit our brain cells. What we gonna do, the action, everything about us. Why wouldn't you want better? When you serve a master, a creator that knows all things, that's everywhere, all the time, at the same time, with all power in his hand. Power to turn night into day, cold into hot. You understand what I'm saying? And man is trying to get in your brain to tell people that, you know what I'm saying? There's no such thing. You, and what we got going on, it's about money, it's about this, the materialistic, and it's about self. He said in the last day, they're going to let you know they lovers of self, they lovers of money. It's about greed and ignorance, for real. And we find ourselves falling for that? Listen. There's certain things I watch on television. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just old school kind of guy, certain shows I watch. But listen, you see certain commercials on television. They're trying to sell you these products, whether it be medical, food, whatever it is. But you see the same people in the same commercials. You understand? These people are selling all these different products. But they're trying to convince you when it comes to medical stuff that, you know what I'm saying, this may be a patient or whatever. But you see that same person over here selling some food or something. You understand what I'm saying? It's about the illusion that they put in front of you. Hollywood. So if you know that these things are taking place, why do we continuously support? Why do we continuously make the billionaires, trillionaires of our money? And we are trillions of dollars in debt to countries where we went and borrowed real money and over here are printing fake money every day. There are things that go on behind closed doors that you don't pay attention to. And when we pay attention to it, you know what I'm saying, you know, you get called out or whatever, whatever, but whatever. Somebody should be calling you out. If we want better, we have to start having accountability sessions. You know, you go to throw the man in jail for selling marijuana, but you making marijuana legal and people are able to go and buy it and do this, doesn't make sense. You understand? If we're gonna start putting people in prison for things, we need to start at the places where the ones that are building the prisons. They need to be putting themselves and their families in those prisons. You know, murderers and rapists and pedophiles and, you know, people like that. Yeah, keep them bustles locked up forever. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm talking about the ones that are manipulating, lying, deceiving and stealing and robbing, you know what I'm saying? And doing evil things to the people that sit in high places, making money off the people, tainting the food, the water, everything. Getting ready to hit the reset button, shut down the banks to take our money. See, things are going on, people, that you're not paying attention to. Do we want better? In order for you to make things better, you have to accept change within your own self and then stand up and speak out. See, enough is enough now. Come on now. You could be the biggest racist, bigot, old, hated. You know, you can hate every person of color walking this earth. But guess what? You're going to be affected on this side and on the other side. How foolish are you? I'm going to say something real stupid to you. You just want to go to hell that bad. Won't you just go in the backyard and just set yourself on fire? You want to feel what burn feel like? Seriously. All right, pastor telling somebody to go burn it. No, I didn't. I'm just saying. I'm not telling you to go do it. I pray that you get that bigot and that hatred spirit up out of you. In the name of Yahshua. You understand what I'm saying? Speak the spirit of Yahshua over your life. You evil, bigot, hatred. You full of hatred. And there ain't no reason for calling that spirit out. The spirit of hatred. You understand what I'm saying? Spirit of racism. Bigotry. Manipulation. You understand what I'm saying? Lying, stealing, deception. Call all those spirits out in the name of Yahuwah, the great I am. Standing on the spirit of his only begotten son, Yahshua. Ain't nobody playing around, man. You know what I'm saying? You so gangster, you know, out here killing each other, but you ain't standing up against the spirits and the ones that's killing us. You out here killing your brother or your sister over something that don't even belong to you. Something that's killing lives, dope, drugs, that love of money that done killed your soul. And you woke up today, so you got another opportunity to repent and get away from it. Why won't we even listen to stuff like that? God, listen. Our Heavenly Father, Yah, has blessed us every day to wake up. Limbs working, you know what I'm saying? Our right minds, those that are able to move forward. And that blessing empowers us to operate on the level of our Creator. Because if he woke us up, that means that he lives within us, right? So that means that he wherever we go, he is with us. And wherever he is, we are with him. Even while we walk the earth, because he lives within us. So if he's in us and he's sitting at the right hand, oh man, did you get what I just said? Listen, you say, great is he that's in me, the he that is in the world. You quick to say that. But do you understand? Listen, we are the temple, so he is living within us, right?
And he said that I'll never leave nor forsake you. Wherever you are, I am with you, right? But he says that I am also sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. So he in me and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And everywhere I go, and you think I'm finna be worried about you? Please. Not worrying about you makes things better for me. Not worrying about what you saying, what you doing against me that you're trying anyway. You don't need me worrying about it. God got me. I don't care what you say out there. God got me. See, we got to stand on that firmness of him. Listen, you tell me one time in there, in the word of Yah, that he ever backed down and was weak and didn't stand up to any situation. From the beginning to where we are right now. And from Genesis to Revelation. The revelation of John. Tell me. Tell me. I know one time that Yahuwah turned his back. When he turned his back on his only begotten son. When he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. Dying for our sins. Because if he wouldn't have turned his back on him, we wouldn't be here now. Them legion of angels would have went and got him up there. And everybody would have died that day. I say everybody. You don't think like that, huh? You don't want to have that conversation, huh? Huh? You must know it all. You want to boast about your titles and what you done did, what you doing, all this. That's wonderful. But is it pleasing in Yah's eyes? Is it from the heart, or is it just for lights, camera, action for you? Is it making your pockets fat? Making your rims gleam? Making your jewelry gloss? You understand what I'm saying? Fresh, so clean. Huh? Any lives being brought in? Any souls being saved? I'm just asking. See, that's better to me right there. See all them titles and everything? Listen, man, that's cool. Do what you do. I ain't jealous, envious of you. Yeah, oh, bruh. More power to you. But let me tell you something now. Let me tell you something. You got a certain position. You got a certain assignment. You got a certain calling. You got a certain anointing on your life. He gave you a charge. You accepted that charge. What was that charge? It was made and accepted between you and Yahuwah, Yahshua, Yah Spirit, Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, them and you. To get out and do what you called and chosen to do. Preach the word. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. A lot of y'all out there just bashing everybody. Mad at the whole world. See, you're supposed to call out the false prophets. But let me tell you something else too. You better start teaching the people how to identify these false prophets for themselves as well. Because see, what you're doing is pushing them closer to the false prophet with your foolishness of your personal lip. It's some out there like that now. We done talked about them on here. Ain't nobody bashing no leadership or nothing like that. I'm talking strictly to the wannabes. Think they are. Pride come before destruction, that haughty spirit before a fall. I'm talking to them busters. Them false prophets. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. See, the thing about it is that when COVID hit, COVID pulled everybody into the house, into the homes and everything, right? So that made a lot of the false prophets gave them the opportunity to get to the social media outlets and get there to capture you and to catch you when you were in your vulnerable state, concerned about family members, concerned about what was going on. But the true believer wasn't worried and concerned. They was just praying for everybody, keeping everyone lifted in prayer, praying without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer, the righteous availeth much. And you got to just keep praying and praying from the heart. See, we can mumble with our mouths and all these things, but the spirit, you understand what I'm saying? The spirit of Yah always is going to moan and groan and speak for us when we came over my mouth. You understand what I'm saying? But God knows the heart of a man. I'm talking to you too, my sisters, because you are the woe man. Feel me? You come from us. So do we want better? Do we want better? See, it's something because what is it, 15 years on the air here, doing Breaking Chains, speaking the truth, breaking chains. That's what it was all about. That's what it, you know, comes from. Young Adults Talk will be 28 come June. So why did I say that? Because what happens is that in my, eighth grade, 1982, 879, maybe what? I think I was maybe 12, 13 years. I've been around radio all my life. My dad was on the radio, so I was, you know, born into it. But when I say that to say this, being in radio and on the air, commercial radio now, on my own, since I was maybe about 12, 13 years old, that makes me 40 plus years in communication, radio. So I say to say this, that out of all of those years in radio and 15 years as a podcaster and just, you know, this podcast has always been what it's been about right now today. You can go back and listen to the very first one, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You feel me? Because it's always been about Yah and what we need to do to build a better relationship with Him, which makes a better relationship with us, which makes a better relationship with me, which makes a better relationship with me than you. You feel me? Because see, is Him the man, the man, the woman, the family, and then everybody else. So we have to get back to the structure if we want better of the way that Yah put it in place. See, we've tried everything else. It's time to come back on home now. You feel me? Because in order to want better and the real you to stand up, you have to get back to the real you. And the real you, your genes, your blood, everything about you comes from Him. Whether you choose to believe in Him or not, it still comes from Him. Go read your book. Go pick up the Bible. Call it whatever you want to. But in the beginning, Yah created the heaven and earth. Everything on it and in it. And He put a firmament around it to separate the waters. Listen, all I'm saying tonight, my special assignment to come on was to ask you, do you want better? And if you say yes to that, in order to want better, you have to do better. How do I do better? You have to start reading. See, it was an old saying. It's still new to a lot of people today. You don't want black people to know nothing about it. People of color, pull it in the book. They ain't going to read it. Because see, the thing about it is that, you know, it was foolish of them because, you know, when they kidnapped and we were sold and all of these things, a lot of things were put in and drawn and written and put into certain ways that it was understood by us, right? So when we were building and inventing and being healthy, the healthiest, wisest people to walk the earth, in order to break that cycle and to cause a change, it is to infiltrate the system, infiltrate the person, manipulate the minds, the bodies. And then once you do that, you can affect the souls. Did you get me? See, it had to take place in order for them to take over, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the devil does, right? So that's what that non-melanin man came to do of evil. He came out of the caves underground, bent over looking like a caveman, hair everywhere and looking like a gorilla. And they say that no. You have to study your history. You have to understand what it is that took place in the earth to want better, to receive it. And see, to receive it, you got to ask for it. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Ask and you shall receive. But see, you got to have your heart right in the right place. See, you know, you got to know that I am is who he say he is. It ain't nothing you can do about that. Accept it or not. That's on you. But everything that he says will take place. We in the seasons, y'all. But the righteous shall prevail. See, the evil is lurking and doing a lot of manipulative things in the earth and saying that it's things better for us, putting us under their new world order, their strict digital systems and everything. You understand? Taking things away from us and moving things and shifting things and aligning things and changing things, doing it their way to say that it's better for us. But see, if it doesn't align with the word of Yahuwah, you can't expect people just to say okay. Just because your father is the devil still means that, you understand, you have to still abide by the laws of the land which were put in place even before you was born, hypocrite. Even before you was born, little imp. Even before you was born, old devil senator. Oh, even before you was born, old devil congressman. Oh, whichever one of you is that. You hear, I ain't say nobody's name. Whatever role that you play in politics, who you serve. Whatever role you play in corporation, who you serve. The role you play in God's house, who you serve. A bunch of you are a bunch of hypocritical infiltrators. See, man hold grudges against man because he wants more than what that man has. Countries hold grudges for countries for different reasons. And it always got to do nothing about being envious or jealous of each other. Sometimes it's a country going in trying to be big and bad and bold, trying to overtake somebody. And then, you know, I'm bigger than you, so I'm, being the bully. But I tell you what. Pay attention. Look around. Look to the hills in which cometh your help. Your help comes from Yah, and he is speaking loud and clear right now. And the problem is that you don't want to hear him, so you tune him out. So he is about to show you something. You got a lot of people on social media talking about this taking place, this about to take place, this about to take place. Listen, all I just advise you to do is just study and pay attention and stay prepared. Be prepared. See, I've been talking to my folks, man, we need to do this, it's time to do this, do bop, bop, boop, 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 boop. Everybody got their own idea, everybody, you know, they hear you. Listen, I always say, you hear me, because God bless you with your big ears on the side of your head. But are you listening? Are you listening? If you want better, you got to listen. See, just because they got big names, big titles, don't mean that they the ones that you always need to be listening to. Because people are going to show you who they really are. Oh, man, everybody get mad. Everybody cuss. Everybody get upset, okay? Okay? Man, I've been accused of so much, man. People have turned their back on me because I got mad about something. I said something. Yeah, words do hurt, man. Stick stone, break my bones. Words never hurt. Stop saying that. That's a lie. Words hurt. God, listen. Guard your mouth because you can speak life and death with it. Okay? Even over your own life. I'm so tired of this. I can't stand it. Always whining and complaining. Have you noticed that your life is about whining and complaining? You paying attention to it? You know, seriously, man, I don't feel good. None of that. And get what? You don't be feeling good. And it happens instantly. See, y'all let you know that I'm real. I got control. I got charge. I'm in charge. You ain't in charge of nothing. See, you done pissed me off now. And see, the thing about it is that, oh, my. Thank you for his only begotten son. That love and his grace and that mercy, because his wrath was supposed to have been wiped us out because of our ignorance and disobedience. And then you get mad, who don't know who he think he talking to, who he talking to. Man, please. Have you read your word? Do you know that y'all got people walking this earth, man, just, you know, interceding for on your behalf and standing in the gap? Do you know there are people in your life right now that you look one way at and you understand they the ones that's keeping God's wrath from busting you up? You ever thought about that? No, you haven't. You don't believe that stuff real. Listen. You ever wonder why the head of God's house, the shepherd of that house, the real shepherd? I ain't just talking about no pastor, apostle, whatever. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the real shepherd of the house that you very rarely see him. And when you see him, he really trying to get out the way, really, because, you know what I'm saying? He already praying for you, interceding and caring everything to Yah for his people, for the sheep. He's the one that has to keep them covered and protected from against the wolves out here. Even the wolves that's even in the flock. I'm talking about the real shepherd. He's strong now. She's strong. I'm not neglecting whether it's a man or woman. I got nothing to do with that. There are ladies over here breaking chains and young adults talk, man, that I be encouraging to come in and teach and open and I open up the microphone for them every Wednesday for Bible study, every prayer service we have. Listen, it ain't just about my voice. I'm just the shepherd. But in order for the sheep, listen to me now, in order for the sheep to grow, man, come on, bring them with you. Feed them properly.
strengthen them, encourage them. No matter how the shepherd's feeling, take care of your sheep. He gonna do it. If you want better, my brothers, if you want better, my sisters, accountability. With self first and then everything else. Because once you start holding yourself accountable, hey man, ain't nothing else gonna get by. Trust me, that's what happened to me. A lot of people don't talk to me no more. A lot of people don't come on the air no more. A lot of people don't deal with me no more because it's just real, man. It's real. You listen, when y'all take you to that next level, everybody can't go with you. You want everybody to go, but everybody can't go. A lot of people don't want to go. You know, a lot of people have come here, man, and listen. The doors of the church have always been open here and always will be. You feel me on that? So the door is open for you to come in. But as far as coming in and being manipulative and deceptive, a liar, playing games, no, that's not going to go on anymore. Listen, I don't care how people put a title or judge or try to critique, you know, what we do here at Young Adults Talking Breaking Chains. It's not about what you're saying. It's about what has been told with us to do with the vision that was given. And because people expect you to be in a certain place in life and well, after these many years, why you ain't did this, why you don't know what we did, what we doing. Sometimes you don't even know how many lives you've affected doing the work of the kingdom. When you come across a platform like the internet, you hitting the four corners of the earth that have the internet. And when you look at numbers, you get to see there's someone everywhere listening. So if you put all those people together, and out of all of them that's listening, you just say even just, you know what I'm saying, you talk about that 1%, they put themselves at the them elite they call themselves. Man, forget that. I'm talking about the 1% right there that just trust out of all those people that just trust and believe in Yah with all their heart, striving every day to lean not to their own understanding. And in all thy ways, they acknowledge him. And they pray and wait faithfully for him to direct their path. That 1% right there. Yeah. We breaking chains. Yeah. All of heaven is rejoicing. Yeah. Because guess what? Yahuwah gets all the honor, glory, and praise. If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know my name. Because it's not about me. It's about the work that I'm doing for the kingdom of Yah, period. Do we want better? You want better? Do better. You want change? Do better. You want new? Renew your mind. We've been conformed to the world, so renew yourself now. Take that conformity away from you, man. Get back to the righteousness and that marvelous light of perfection. No, we won't be perfect on this side as we breathe this air, but that day coming, man, you're going to get your crown. Live like that every day. We have to live like that every day. Man, I'm living for my crown.
So if you living for your crown, that means that you gonna do better. Because if you do better, that means you want better. In order to want better, man, you got to look to where better comes from, the greatness comes from, the righteousness comes from, your way maker is. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Ain't nobody got no more time, man, to be playing games. You too old to be looking too young. So our children need leaders. They need daddies. They need mamas. They don't need their daddies to be their homeboy. They don't need their mamas to be their best friend. They need their mamas and their daddies, parents, disciplinarians. You hear me? And the thing about it, mamas and daddies, guess what? We need to get checked too. Because there ain't no way you can help somebody's child and then send them back to your old devilish butt. See, the thing about it, brothers, thing about it, sisters, once we make children, you know what I'm saying? There's the mama, there's the daddy, you know what I'm saying? That baby is made of both of you. So look at you and then look at your children. That's not to put anybody down. That's to help to pay attention to your child so that you can build up and make better what's bad going on. We got to stop blaming our children for everything. They're children. They learned it from you. And if they didn't get it from you, they got it from the TV, from the music, from something out there. That evil, wicked world we live in. We live in this world. We ain't supposed to be of it. We just live here, passing by. Make it better. And it starts with you. Everywhere you go, you be that light. That bright, beautiful, shining light of the kingdom. That's it. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but because you stand out don't mean that it makes you a bad person. Stop whining and complaining so much and pay attention to the situation that you're in and why you're in it. Did you put yourself there, or did y'all put me here for a purpose? If y'all put you there for a purpose, find out what your assignment is and complete your assignment and then go on to the next one. A lot of y'all graduated, got degrees and everything, but sat on your donkey butts and ain't did nothing. Minister Melvin said, get off your shucky ducky, man. They done made us so lazy, we don't want to do nothing. I understand. Listen, let me tell you something now. Hold on now. If you got a, you know, physical thing going on, mental thing going on, and you're going through something, it's understandable. But see, we're supposed to be children of the Most High. That means that I'm supposed to be there for you. You're supposed to be here for me. Where you at? Where you at, yo? Where you at, yo? You ain't there. And you wondering why people are going through mental situations, having mental meltdowns, because you letting them down. Ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't know what their problem is. Long as they keep it over there, man, it's about to come kick your dough in. Because remember now, remember the story and the word about the Good Samaritan. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the high priest, they crossed the street, didn't even help the man laying in the street hurt. The Good Samaritan on his way, take care of his business, work, everything. Stop, pick the brother up. Didn't have much at all. Put him in the inn. Told the man, keep him here, take care of him. Whatever his bill is, I got it. All you trillionaire, billionaires, millionaires. You got all this money. You see all these people suffering, and you listening to all these fools tell you we can take over the world. We got all the money. We can do whatever we want. And they keep forgetting to tell you about the Most High Yahuwah. They got all the power. They got all the gold. They got all the silver. They're going to wipe all your money out the way. Ain't going to mean nothing. And you're going to stand before him, and he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You going straight to hell. And you trying to, you think you do, listen, those that are doing right by their heart and got Yah in their hearts, man, he blesses you. But let me tell you something, I'm talking about you other ones. You wicked ones that just got the money and doing all this crazy stuff with this money, trying to invent things out in the atmosphere, as you say, in space, going to the moon, as you say, all this kind of crazy. Why don't you tell the people the truth? Stop deceiving people and taking our money. People struggling out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You talk about your new world order. You talking about your Illuminati. You talking about this and this and all this stuff. Man, everybody know who you are. You the devil, period. You serve the devil. You right there, woman. You right there, man. You over there and there. You right there. You do. A lot of people in big pharmacy serve the devil. A lot of people in medical serve the devil. A lot of people in government serve the devil. A lot of people even in God's house serve the devil. Corporation serve the devil. You do little things to try to impress people, to try to think that you got some good in you. Ain't no good in you. The devil is the father of lies and deception. Evil. He can disguise himself as an angel of light, so he gonna fool you. He's fooling you right now. You want better, man? Oh, wake your butt up, man. Stop being out here showing all your teeth, hanging with your homeboys, and get out here and be throwing your hands up in these streets, man, so you folks can see that you real for real. That you out here to break some chains, man, to help people. I'm just saying, man. Think folks playing with you? Nobody playing with you. Nobody playing with you, partner. Just breaking chains, man. Better wake up.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate. Let them hoes flow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger. Can't stop this God's plan, and I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm free now. I got my mind right. Yeah. I'm ready. And I got my war clothes on, boy. I'm ready. And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy, and they left me for dead. Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood, and I can't feel my legs. But I'ma live, I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected, I am alive. Blood dip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back, I got my dogs with me. 300 of us, young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on. want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like talking about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
Yahshua, Holy Spirit. I tell you, God bless you, man. Big, real, real big, real big time to you. Pray everything is well with you. Welcome to the show. Are we into this second hour, man? I just wanted to hang out with you for a minute. Special Simon podcast. Do we want better? In order to want better, you got to do better. If you want things to change, you got to put in that effort to make a change. Period. You know, we just thank him and give him all the honor, glory, and praise. Another opportunity here. You know what I'm saying? Just study your word, my brothers. Study your word, my sisters. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing that Peter told us, 2 Peter, that Yah is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Isn't that something?
Every morning you have another opportunity to get it right. Stop wasting your time. Because you got to remember what the book of Proverbs lets us know, that an intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. You want that wisdom, you want that knowledge which would bring you to that understanding. And you'll know once you gain that understanding that Timothy wants us to know that all of the word of God is breathed out by him in profitable teaching for reproof, correction, training, and righteousness, that the man of God may be completely equipped for every good work. So let's get it together. Do what Isaiah told us. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. He says, behold, Yah is doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He's going to make a way out of nowhere that you didn't even think existed. Listen to him now. So all we have to do is do what the Apostle John tells us, to confess our sins. Because he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness, my brothers, my sisters. So what's your assignment for the rest of the week? Is that you will go and be faithful and confess your sins to the Almighty Yahuwah, God himself. You don't know who that is. Confess your sins to him. And repent, because he is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Don't you want that? Don't you want that newness? Don't you want that change? Don't you want better in life? Come on now. Come on. He saved us. The scripture let us know, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by washing of the regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit within us. And I'm going to leave it with this. Rest in peace, Daddy. Love you, man. He always told me, Romans 8:28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good according to his purpose. It's all right. It's time to repent. Get it together. You want better? Do better. Hey, man, I got to send shouts out to my daughter, Kayla Marie Williams. God bless me with her 31 years ago. She turned 31 today. My daughter, oh, my goodness, man, yes. Oh, wow. My daughter. Keep her in your prayers. She's going through some things in her health right now. Keep her lifted in your prayer and take her to the throne. But happy birthday, born day to my daughter. And I tell you, you know, we're only born once, you know. We don't have a birthday. It's amazing how we celebrate a birthday every year, and you only have one birthday. You're only born one time. That's crazy, man. But, you know, like I say, once you start studying, you really only have one birthday. That's the day you come into this world. Did you know that? And we celebrate it every year. That's why we get all old and everything. We add age and stuff to our life. You know, oh, God, but, you know what I'm saying? It's a day, yeah. You're supposed to celebrate life every day. You only have one birthday. Day, but you have a new day every day. Oh my! All right, y'all. Yeah, thank you. Shouts out to everybody. Overseer mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. God bless you, sir. Reverend Jackson, Reverend Sterling, Reverend Zena, all of the, you know, Reverend Laquina, everybody. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, they've come through these doors, man. You know, we love them. You know, we pray for them every day. You know, shouts out to everyone, man, and our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our Rotten Apples out there. Much love, and everyone out there. Thanks for supporting. Thanks for standing by. Always got to throw out, you know, Sister Amy, Sister Andrea, you know, because those two ladies are my Sister Sonia, Sister Janetta Harris. Those ladies are always there for you, man, and praying and standing in your corner, being right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you say your sister, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? When you throw out those three first names, Sister Amy, Sister Andrea, and Sister Janetta Harris, when you got those, you say two or three gathered in his name in the midst, when when they got pastor back in that prayer, you know what I'm saying? Boom, you know what I'm saying? So you know that for a fact. So you know what I'm saying? Much love, man. And, you know, shouts out to everybody all over the world. Continue to bless us, man, and pray for us. You want to bless the ministry, go to Cash App and type in the $ and type in YATLIVE, Yat Live, all capital letters. That's us. Send a blessing, man, wherever you are. You can Cash App us. People, you know, whatever. You know, if you want to, cool. If not, cool. We love you anyway. If you're somewhere in the world, you want to send a check or money order, Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama, 36670. You can go on the page and check it out. We are a nonprofit 501c3 nonprofit foundation. We are legit here and legal, period. All right? So continue to keep us lifted up. Most gracious and merciful Father Yahuwah, we come in the name of your son, Yahshua, filled with his Holy Spirit, thanking you for another opportunity to crack the microphones and stand before your people to be used tonight. I pray that something was said and done to break some chains and to meditate. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my God, Yah, I just thank you for the opportunity. Continue to bless us and keep us and enlarge our territory. You know what I'm saying? Give us and bless us indeed as we move forward. May souls continue to come to you, and may we continue to be that platform and vision that you've always asked of us, and continue to do the works in the earth. May you continue to bless us and watch over us and keep us. I ask that you cover me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet with your continued love and comfort and strength and healing and revival and renewal and resurrection of me. Oh, yeah, I bring myself to you and my family. Continue to watch over us. We love you. We honor, glorify, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Yahuwah, in the name of your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, blessed of his Holy Spirit. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, y'all, we family. You understand what I'm saying? You better get this thing together, man, because we got to get it right. Let's break some chains.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost. We're family, yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
yeah,
great as I can be,
great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily,
living happily.
But you hurting me,
yeah, you hurting me.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion, I am a king. And you're a queen.
Word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
My people, I love you.
My people, I love you.
In the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my black gear. Plus for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only Him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow of death, I'm yelling, what evil can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot with just the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that he's turning the situation, the face in the rhinos going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life ain't showing me like Geico. On the real though, super ill floor is what he gave me. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, longer God in it. When they give me the orders, I'ma gon' handle my business. And I'ma pull out the mission to stop till I finish. It's on now, feel like somebody forgot to me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein. Cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you seek it with all of your heart, ain't no limit to what it revealing. Consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help when never living get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new porch. Looking at the past in the rear view, I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy. On a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
In you alone, oh, I put my trust in you alone. Yeah, in you alone. God is all about
my trust in you alone.
Oh,
in you alone.
God, I'm putting it in your hands.
In you alone.
Cause I know you hold the master plan. I'ma put my
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.